Mila. Besides the mitzvah of Mila, I'm saying he's the remnant of the Mila. There's always in everything, there's always the mitzvah and there's always the remnant Shaboy. And the remnant Shaboy is always merumas in the Torah. The mitzvah is written straight out and the remnant is merumas in the Torah. And the remnant is always the pnimius of the mitzvah. So, I mean, where the mitzvah is merumas in the Torah, and not written the Farish in the Torah, is that, and that's the yisod of the whole mitzvah Mila, and that's in the Rosh HaTevis of Mi Yal Alonu HaShemayimu. Right, you know the pasuk says in Nitzavim, Leiba Shemayim Hi, Leima Mi Yal Mi Yal HaShemayim Hi, Kochev, Eloim Eiva Hayom Hi. You know which pasuk I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So the Chazal say that Mi Yal Alonu HaShemayim is Rosh HaTevis Mila, Mi Yal Alonu HaShemayim, and it's Soif Tevis Yudke Vovke. So that's the one of the most stark and the most into the whole Indian of Bris Mila. So what does that mean? So what it means is that the whole Indian, what's the Indian of an Orla and why do you have to take away an Orla? But the Pshat is because, and that's the answer to the Bechina, I mean, that's mamish the nakudu, the makor, of why you should name a child after somebody who's already nifta. What does he need it for if he's misanik in Ganeden? But the whole yisod of Mrs. Mila is the mi ala lanu hashamayimu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Breshis Bar Lekimus HaShemayim HaZoret. Shemayim HaZoret, Lekitchila was one Rishus. Gracious Bar Lakimus Hashemayim Hazoret. No, the Yulam Ha'orinayim Zainikum. The Ha'orinayim says that the Ha'orets, when Ha'orets is on its own without Shemayim, then it's Ha'orets a Toyu Vavoyu Vachoshech. Ha'orets is Ochen Veif, it's on its own. Ha'orets is a Toyu Vavoyu. Gracious Bar Lakimus Hashemayim Hazoret means that Shemayim Ha'orets is them as one Oilam. And the whole tachlis is that mi alon hashemayim. The whole tachlis is that we have to be mechaber the two elements together. Kimi hashemayim al ha'orets. In other words, all our mitzvahs down here have to be to be mala them, to be mala them to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So to make the Shemayim Oretz one Rishus Bekitza, that's the sod of the Olam. As a result of the Chet of Adam and Rishon, the Medrash Rabbah says that the Shechina was installed from Oretz, and therefore Shemayim Oretz became two different Rishuyos. You with me?
Yeah, I hear
you, Rabbi. Say whenever you want me to repeat something, just ask.
No, I'm following you, Rabbi.
Okay. So the Mela, that's why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Adam Rishon was Moshech Ba'olotha Yahweh. Adam Rishon was Moshech Ba'olotha, which means Adam Rishon pulled his Orla to cover the fact that he had a Mitzvah Mila, which means that the Chet of Adam Rishon caused the Shemayim Oretz not the same Rishus anymore. Orla is the Havdorah, Orla is the barrier, the wall between Shemayim and Oretz. Kol Zman is an Orla, is there's no connection between Shemayim. Oretz down here is Oretz, and Shemayim is Shemayim, and there's no connection. When we take away the Orla, so then automatically we have a Mi'al Olanu HaShemayim. Automatically you have the Mitzvah of Mila, through the Mitzvah of Mila, Mi'al Olanu HaShemayim becomes one Rishut. Moshe Yaakov Avinu says, the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu is Noilad Mohul. He was born Yaakov Avinu is Noilad Mohul, and he made it there for Yaakov Avinu had a Sulam of the Rosh Hashemagia Shemaim, a Malach HaRekim, Oilam Yoidim Boy. That's why it's Rosh HaTevis Mila, and it's Soif Tevis Yudke Vovke. Since you do have the Shemaim is Yudke, and Oretz is Vovke. And that's why Yudke Vovke always must be the whole period of the Chet of the Adam Rishon, the whole period that Amalek and our son make is to separate the Yudke from the Vovke. That's why the Pasuk says at the end of Bishalach, when it gets to Amalek, Ki Yod Al Kis Koch Uchamal Hashem Amalek Midor Yodor. There's only a Yudke Vovke. Amalek a Mashrit Shemaim Vorets. There's only a Yudke by Amalek because they separate the Vovke from the Yudke. You with me?
Yeah. Well,
so maybe that's why Rashi says in Kisaitse, by the second parasha of Amalek, the other parasha of Amalek, right at the end of Kisaitse on the Pasuk, by Zanev Rucha, Kol HaNechshol Nachrecha, says Rashi, what by Zanev Rucha? What did Amalek used to do? Choytech Esamila V'zork and Klapi Ma'ala. Look up Rashi over there. So the Pshat is that Amalek is the Yudke separating the Vovke. And the Meira, they used to be Dafka, not just Choytech Esamila, but they used to be Zork and Klapi Ma'ala. In other words, they throw it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they say, you keep Shemayim up there. Down here, we're living here in a world of Orla. So Mela, the whole avoida, the whole avoida preparing for Mrs. Mila is the avoida to make one reshus out of Shemaimot, to take away the period, to be misafik and everything that we do down here in Olam Hazeh, it should be a bechina to be mechaber together the Yudke Vovke. And that's why Mila, that's why somebody who's made for Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu is Ein Lachelik L'Olam Abos, as is a Mishnah in the end of Sanhedrin. Because the whole tachlis of the Bria is to make Shemaim Oretz one reshus. If somebody who's made for his brisa shel Avraham Avinu, he's separating the two rishuyos, he's separating Shemaim Oretz, so he's down here in the Oretz. So what's his kesher? He's got no kesher to Olam Haboy, he's got no kesher to Shemaim Bechlau. And that's the whole Indian of why you call it that, why you say lachnisse v'brisa shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is one of brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here into the Oretz. And the Medrash Bemis Mamish, that Medrash says that the Shechina that left, that the Chet of Adam Rishon started coming down again by Avraham Avinu. And like, you know, all the Chazalim about Avraham Avinu. They say all about Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu, you know, he was Machnis Orech, and he said, we make a bracha, Lemisha Otis Ochal, etc., etc. He brought the whole money, he brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here into this world. That was the whole Sefer Bereishis. The difference between Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmois is the Sefer Bereishis is bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Bria. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer that breaks the Bria. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer of Nisim. Nisim is not the Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the lasting Anhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like making Nisim because Nisim breaks the Bria. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Bria to exist within the Bria, but just that everything in the one should see a likus throughout the Bria. The whole Bria should be looked at as a helikazach, as a shemaim dekazach. And that's what Avraham Avinu started. That's why there's no nisim in Sefer Bereishis. There's only nisim in Sefer Shmos. Avraham Avinu is a bechina of kedusha in down here in the Bria. That's why Avraham is gematria ramach. Kenega the Ramach Yivarim Sheba Adam to bring Kedusha Avraham Avinu, book Kedusha into all the Ramach Yivarim Sheba Adam. So Lachnisa v'Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu means making a chibur between the two Rishuyos, and that's why it's called a bris. A bris is in English is a covenant, and a covenant. How do you make a bris? Needs to cut an animal, and the person needs to walk in the middle.
Right.
Let the bris stay up for him. So that's the pshat. You got you got your Shemayim on one side, the Oretz on the other side, and you make a chibur between the Shemayim and the Oretz. And Bemis, in Torah Makdoshim, more looking at it from in a Makor in Kabbalah, it's Yedua that the mitzvah, that the Mokem Hamila of the person is connected mitzvah Hayesod. Right? Because you have seven mitzvahs. Chesed, Gevur, Tefes, Netzach, Hoyt, Yisrael, and Malchus. And we know the Yad Yamin and the Yad Smol are connected Chesed and Gevur, and the Guf is connected to Tefes. And the regular Yemin is Netzach, the regular Smoil is Hoyt, and Yesoid, a Malchus, that's the Mokum Amila. And the Targum of Yesod is Ochet Shemaim V'Oreb. We say it every day, Davin, the Choshem Agdulav Agvur, the first Netzach V'Hoyt, Ki Choyel Bashemaim V'Oreb. Ki Choyel Choyel is the mid of Yesod, and the Targum of Chol Bashemaim V'Oreb is the Ochet Shemaim V'Oreb. And that is Midas Hayesod. And Mitzvah Milas is the Midas Hayesod. And that's connected Yosef, because you know the seven midas are connected, the seven Ashpizin, and Yosef is connected midas by Yisod, and that's why Yosef is called the Tzadik Yisod Olam. Yeah. Yosef is the one who had all the Aliyahs and all the Yeridahs in his life. He went all the way up to the Mala, he came all the way up, he went all the way down into the Bor, all the way up again, all the way down again. Yosef Tzadik's whole avodah was to bring Kedusha Mamish Dafka down here into the Olam HaGashmi. The brothers were into his Boidadus, Trishas from Olam Hazeh. Yosef Tzadik was Mesaltu, the Sarei Faket. He's Midas HaYisod. Midas HaYisod is Midas the Ochet Shemaim V'Ara. You've got to make Shemaim down here. We've got to see Likus in every Maisa that we do. And then for Yosef Tzadik Dafka, he had to go down to Mitzrayim. He had to be Oisek in Yonim of Olam Hazeh because he was the Midas HaYisod. And he was the Yisod that had to bring the Kedusha of Shemaim down here into all aspects of the Oretz. You with me?
Yeah. I'm just in everything. So, but
what?
So this Indian of connecting Shemaim V'Aretz, if the Arla was there, as we said, it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
The Arla makes that like that period? Why Dafka the Arla? Like,
because the Mila itself, the Achdus of Shemaim V'Aretz. The Arla that covers over the Achdus means that it's coming over that there's no connection between Shemaim V'Aretz. In other words, Be'etz of Shemaim V'Aretz were never as one. See, the pshat is or what is it? Orla means it's an extra which doesn't represent kedusha. So therefore you've got to take it off, which means that represents that everything in the Olam must lead you to a derech, a kiruv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's something in the Bria that doesn't lead you to a kiruv in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's got to be taken off and it's psoile. In other words, there are certain chalakim in the Moshul. There are certain chalakim in the Bria that are mutter, but you've got to do the Shem Shemayim. But there are certain chalakim in the Bria that are mamish also, which means you can't use that as an iskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's called moistus, that's called psoile.
Right. Well,
and that's the beginning of Orla. That's Mamish this week's parsha of Kadoshim Tiyu Kadosh Atzmecha b'Mutalecha. In other words, anything that's here in the Bria and it's mutter to you, so you have to use it for Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Meira, if the whole union of Mila is the chibur between Shemai and Moed, the double poshet dafka by the mitzvah of Mila is first of all why you give somebody's name. The whole union of giving somebody's name, even though he's Misanek with Ganeden Shomala, and what does he need down here in the Oretz? Because the whole avoid of a person's life, is dafka that there should be Malach Elokim Olam Yoredim Boy. In other words, you can ask a better kasha than the kasha you asked. I mean, it's the same kasha. What's the point of going to a kaver of a tzaddik? The tzaddik is misanig and olam asalyonim. What are you going to a kaver for? What's lying there? His goof is lying there. What's the point to be mishtapech the kibri tzaddikim? Basically the same kasha as you're asking, right?
Right.
But the teretz is no fakir. The teretz is the tzaddik is the one who's got the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mind. And the ikat tachlis of the whole bria is that we should make down here into Shemayim. A tzaddik's not satisfied with an avodah. A tzaddik's not selfish. He's not selfish. But I mean, the tzaddik himself, it's better to be with HaKadosh Baruch and it's better to be undisturbed and uninterrupted. But the whole avodah of the tzaddik throughout his life was fakert, making the Shemayim Ha'aretz should be one reshus. That he should be zoicha, that everything he's doing in Shemayim should constantly and continuously still have an impact and still have ashpah down here in this world. Fakert. By calling him a name, he's becoming a channel to channel all the avodah of the tzaddik in Gan Eden down here into this world. He still wants the connection to this world because he wants the avoider, his avoider, to still have an impact in this world. So the Shem Shemayim says to make this bria into a bria for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Wow.
So what day would be more befitting? What mitzvah could be more befitting to make that chibur between the Shemayim or dafka the day of Mrs. Mila?
Well,
so that's the whole Indian of the avoid of the tzaddik carries on because kimi shemeis nas lechavshim in amitzus. The oilam ha'elin is the oilam ha'schar. It's not the oilam of avoidah, and it's a big tzar for the tzaddik. The tzaddik, you know, like the Balatani used to say. Balatani used to say to Hakadosh, when he's falling to dveikus, he said, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ich will nicht dan oilam haba, ich will do. I want you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And others, they don't think of themselves. And as soon as they're niftan and nas lechavshim in amitzus. Is that Hashem says, ah, here's the oil mascha. But the tzaddik still got a ka'ev, he's still got a pain. He says, well, what's going to happen to the Kiddush Hashem and to the Olachil Shem Shemayim that's going on down here in the Bria? What do I have from it that I have mascha and the oil ma'elion if the Shechina Kadosh is still b'tzar down here? So that he calls somebody a name of that person, Shabbat is his avoida, and all the mitzvahs that child's going to do is having the hashpah of the tzaddik. That child, when you call the child the name of the tzaddik, so it's chokuk in that child, it's engraved in that child, all the avoida of that tzaddik and all the hashpah. So that tzaddik is constantly sending down to that person. So it's mamish, it's chaffing the new chibur Shemayim Ha'aretz, which is dafka happening on that Yom Amila. And that's basically why Eliyahu Hanavi comes dafka the bris. Because you know Eliyahu Hanavi, there's a big vikuach. I mean, you can look at it from a halachic point of view, as the famous Rukhan of Ottoman, that whether you give him a star for Eliyahu Novi to a minion. Eliyahu Novi is somebody who was be'etzem a Odom, but he became a Malach, but he still comes down here. Eliyahu Novi is the one that's still completely connected both to Shemayim and both to Oret.
Right.
So the pshat is the kisseh shel Eliyahu means that you're giving the koyach of Shemayim to have a mokum kavua down here, because a kisseh is something where a person sits on and he's here the kviyas. As Eliyahu Novi comes down from Shemayim as a kviyas down here in Olam Hazeh, and that's in other words kimei Shemayim al ha'aretz. That's one of the kim of kimei Shemayim al ha'aretz. That's why Eliyahu Novi is going to be the one who's going to be Mevasa the Gula, because Eliyahu Novi is the one who's going to bring, being Mevasa the Gula means, when bringing the whole oil to the Tikkun, it means that it's all going to be one Rishus, the Yemahu Yashem Echod, the Shmoy Echod, and Eliyahu Novi, who's the one who's sort of half-half, he's traveling between between the two Rishuyas the whole time, and he's a slavish like an Adam and a Guf, and he can be mispashed from the Guf. Hey, Elionov is mamish that avoider.
So that's why Dafka by Brit Mila comes.
That's why Dafka by Brit Mila comes, and he Dafka sits on a chair by Brit Mila to bring the whole avodah from Shemayim down here into the Oretz for Oif and Kavua. So I'm saying, your brother Bavadai is Masonic, Baziv Ashkina, but every neshama is so pure that the neshama doesn't know what a noichi. In other words, that's why they say that the Moshe by neshama, why it's so important to give cover to a neshama. Why to a mace? What's so important in giving cover to a mace? The whole sugi in brochas, and the whole sugi in Sanhedrin. Yikra the chaya, yikra the shifcha, and the Gemara comes to Maskana that the ikka hesped and everything, and levi is all covered on mace. Because Pshat is, why is covered such a terrible thing when we're down here, we have to run away from covered? And the minute a person dies, it's a mitzvah to give him covered, and covered, he's supposed to become a covered now that he's dead, he needs covered even less. Now the Teretz is, covered on the Shoma doesn't mean giving covered to the person. Covered on the Shoma is Kvod Shemayim. When a person is in the Shoma, he's inseparable from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no feeling to Rishuyas. I am who I am, and I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person's cool in the Shomadik, he's Niskal, he becomes Kaviyachal, part of his Niskal into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias. So Mela, all his yearning and all his feelings are Kaviyachal, the same feelings as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tachlis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, last is dear, but Achtoinim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Oilam down here should recognize, he come to Chulam, it's Oilam HaKusecha, etc. Bayema Hu Yashem Echad. So Mela, therefore, and the Shama has that yearning that the Hizah, he should have a chelik, he should have a shutvas in making the Bria down here into a basis, into a mokum of Kvod Shemayim. It's a gewaltig aliyah, it's a gewaltig matana, it's a gewaltig schuss for somebody to be called after somebody who's pure and somebody who's nesanik with Ziv Ashkin and Gan Eden, because it sends down the Hashpah directly from Gan Eden through that person.
Wow.
Clear?
Yeah, well, that's going to me.
No, not at all. Gewaltig. But I, the Ari, they should be the Hilfen of Beth Hashem. You should be Zoycha. Whatever name you're going to call the child of Beth Hashem after the mace, you should be Zoycha that in Beth Hashem. You should bring all the Hashpahs down from Gan Eden. You should be Zoycha to Yingler. You should be Kodesh Mirechem in Beth Hashem. And you should be Kodesh throughout his life. You should be Zoycha to be Mechanechem and Megadlehim with the Schus and the Siyat and the Shmai of all the earlier Doris. All the earlier Doris come with a die to the Brit as well. And they should all give him a bracha and they should all be Mevorechim. They should be Zoycha to a Kodesh be Yisrael and Met Hashem. They should grow up to be a Nachas to you and a Nachas to Klal Yisrael. And Met Hashem, and Leon Obis anyway is coming for the Brit and Met Hashem to tell him when you see him there, while he's there, he should be Mevatar as a Gula at the same time. That's the whole thing in there. Leon, he should live over Sabonim, live on him on a voice on. He's bringing all the earlier generations to the later generations. He's always making Chiburim between the early and the later, Shemayim Ma'orit. That's the whole Makor, that's the whole Zach of Leon Obis. The whole see, Eliyahu Novi was Pinchas. Pinchas became the Kohen Gadol, and Pinchas was also Eliyahu Novi. So Pinchas is Hinni Noisenlo is Brit Yisholim. Chayin Emo Hinni Noisenlo is Brit Yisholim, and from that person, Chazal Dash, the Pinchas became Eliyahu Novi. What's the kesher of Sholem between Eliyahu and Novi? That's the kesher. Eliyahu Novi is the one who makes Sholem. He's the one who makes the whole Bria. There shouldn't be any Pirid in the Bria. There shouldn't be any Nefrodim in the Bria. It's mamish a great besura of Hashem, a great besura. Torah bechlal for you, and mifrat for the mishpocha around. It's the more like a simcha for everybody.
Yeah.
So how long are you going to spend there? How long are you going to spend there now? About your parents to know?
I'm gonna see how long my wife, how she feels.
100%. You have it, I'm sure, and you have it at the Medrash nearby.
I plan to go back to Yeshiva every day, hopefully. It's not like an hour's drive.
Oh, wow.
We'll see how it goes.
Right. How's this month been going? The winter, whatever. How's the winter?
The winter, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
You still doing a daf a day?
Yeah.
Wow. Where, which Masech are you doing?
Well, we did get in. I was in a Chabur for a while. We did, instead of a daf a day, we did an Amun a day.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it ended up being a daf because we chazered. It was the same Mahalach, but I did an Omer instead, and we did about another Omer and a half Chazar every day.
Wow.
So we did Gittin. We did Gittin. Almost finished Gittin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, Baruch Hashem.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Baruch Hashem, you're working your way through Shas.
Yeah.
Huh? You want you know, a lot of people today are embarrassed. The kids come home, the kids are no more than them. It won't happen to you, Mr. Shem. By the time you start teaching him Aleph Beis to Mr. Shem, he'll be a book here, Mr. Shem. Gewaltig. And then the fact that you're coming to move him, Mr. Shem, is mamish a moedik of the Surah. You have to get together, Mr. Shem.
Yes, I'd like to. I hope to come, if it works out, to come daven where every daven's at least Friday night for sure.
Oh, Met Hashem, lovely. I'm looking forward. I'm for it. So what's the number that your parents know?
It's
just in case, after the bris, to be able to wish you Mazel Tov.
Oh, it's great. It's 718.
718.
253.
Yeah.
8741.
Lovely. Yes. Lovely, yeah. It's also, I mean, meal is also Yidua, but it's also all the Ivarim of the person's goof are all, there's all a representative of theirs in the ponim as well. In other words, there's, like we said before, the seven middos, referring to the seven Ivarim, those Ivarim I mentioned earlier, are all in the ponim as well. And if you do have the pair, is connected to Midas Ayisa. The pair is connected to Mitzvah Mila. So it's a big Indian of operation of Mitzvah Bris Mila to realize, because it's Yidua, the pair is also the chibur between the Gashmi and Ruchni. The Maral always says that the dibur is the essence you're speaking with Akima Sfas of Havel Maisa. That's the whole shayla in the Gemara and Brachos and Hedrin, whether Akima Sfas of Havel Maisa or not, because Mitzad Achod Akima Sfas of Havel Maisa, it's a Dover Gufni, it's a physical thing. Or Mitzad Sheini, Dibur is a Dover Ruchni. Maral says that's why the Dibur comes from the throat, because the throat is the connection, is the bridge, the Chibur between the Roish, which is Ruchni, and the Guf, which is Gashmi. So Dibur and Bris Mila all go together. The Tzaddik says, and the Tzaddik say, that somebody who's poigim is pair, is poigim b'midas ayisod, is poigim the Bris as well. That's why the Moshul Pesach, which was just coming from Pesach, was still in the Oros of Pesach, is the whole Yom Tov of Pesach is Pesach, is the pair, and Kol Orel, because the Kol Orel lo yechol boi, and Orel can't eat from the Kol Pesach. Because it's one Shleimus. Somebody who's shame their piv from Lashon Hara and from Dvar Masurim, he's oicha that he's not poigim, chas v'shalom, his bris. And that's the whole Indian why the whole oirahs of Pesach, all the yachad, all the kesher, because Mitzrayim were known to be immoral. Mitzrayim were the nation, the Yecheskel, right, and a few prokim in Yecheskel. But they were the biggest pegam of Mitzrayim was the pegam in zus and immorality, and that's why the tikkun of that is when Klal Yisrael came out and the Pesach kolamada dibur, the dibur of kedusha, the dibur of speaking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking of Shem Shemayim Dik, so that's also mechuvim connected Hayisod. So it's also a preparation to Bris Mila to this was also with Midas Hayisod, as Rashi says in all those parashas and Bereshis, she Yeshem Shemayim Shogar Al Piv. It says by Eishas Betifa, by Yi Hashem Bebeis Adoinov, Ito Bebeis Adoinov, in the parashas by Yeshu. Rashi says she Yeshem Shemayim Shogar Al Piv. Because Yosef Tzadik was the Tikkun HaBris. Tikkun HaBris must come together with the Tikkun HaLashon as well. So that Shem Shemayim, which was Shogar Al Piv, that was Shema his Bris, that he shouldn't be putting him in Bris as well.
So there's a special Indian of Tzvila by Bris too, like it was.
Because it's the same thing. It's the tikkun of one is the tikkun of the other one. So I'm saying a Kabbalah, a good Kabbalah undertaking, before Mitzvah Bris Mila, is also an Indian of Tikkun HaDibur. Tikkun HaDibur is automatically Mechazik and it's Shomer the Kedusha HaBris.
The baby was actually born on Achim Shal Pesach.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was born, we went in on Shabbos. So I was born,
wow.
So I was telling you that, someone was asking me, and they didn't give me a Torah. It's like some people sing by Bismillah, Yom Le'Yamosha.
Yes, yes.
It was talking the Kesher between Kriyas Yom Sof and Bismillah.
No.
I don't know.
I said, yeah, why this thing by Bismillah? The Indian of Kriyas Yom Sof. I mean, the Poshta Torah is because it says that the Yom Sof, the Yom Sof is a mikveh. So the Arizal says that the Yom Sof was like a mikveh.
Huh?
Because there was an entire Klal Yisrael coming out to Mitzrayim, just like a person who has Tumas Keri, right? And somebody who's Pogum in the Bechina of Brit. It's Ezra Tikkun Tvila, the Baal Keri. So the Yom Sof, the Sifin Yom Sof, that's why it keeps on saying, by Yavoyah B'Seich HaYom by Yavosha. It had to be, even though it was by Yavosha, but it had to be Bechina Seich HaYom, because it was Mitzrayim then. So the whole Mitzrayim, as I said before, was Pogama Brit. Is the tefillah that comes afterwards, is the kedusha, is the tahara from the tekama brit, and that's the mitzvah of mila. The mitzvah of mila is asher kiddush he did me better. The kedusha, it's putting the kedusha, it's like taking off the orla. Mitzrayim was called the erev asoret tema. So that the mitzvah of mila, the kedusha, the mitzvah of mila brings to a person. The tikkun habris is what the yomtov did for Klal Yisrael, for the pegam of Keri that took place in Mitzrayim.
Yeah, well.
Uh-huh. I'm sure there's even that's the Pashto reason why.
Uh-huh.
It's all in Yonim of being Tesefet Kedusha, Shakidish, he did me better. It's all the Chinah of Tesefet Kedusha. And in every Dovash of the Kedusha, there's always two ways of looking at it. In other words, the Pashto Pshat of Kedushim Tiyu, Mamish Nisvi Fasha, Rashi says Kedushim Tiyu means have a Purushim in Aroyz. It's the Inin of Havdala. Kedusha means the Bechina of Havdala. When the Rambam says, and the Lord of Chassidus Shasvam stressed that Kiddush Asmachot B'Mutal Lachot, which is Fakir to the other Pshat. The other Pshat is keep away from Olam Hazeh, and the Chassidus Pshat, which is the means the Rambam, that Kiddush Asmachot B'Mutal Lachot means that utilize Olam Hazeh L'Shem Shemayim. That's what Kedusha means. In Olam Hazeh, but you're a mal of Olam Hazeh L'Shem Shemayim.
That's what we were saying the whole Pshat before.
Yeah. And then the Sasema says, that in this week's Pasha, the Sasema says it's Faket, not a Sira. Because Mitzad Echad, that's why he says the Pasuk says Kadoshim Tiyu. He says the Sasema is Kadoshim Tiyu. So what does that mean? Should I be Porush or should I utilize it? Should I utilize the whole oil and to make it like to make Shemayim, Kimir Shemayim Alaris? Continues the Pasuk, Ki Kadosh Ani. What's the Hemshech? Explains the Sasema. That Mitzad Echad, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is after Kadosh, Shumcha Kadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely moved. Mitzad Shein, we know it. That there's nothing in the Bria that doesn't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it, because if it wouldn't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it, it wouldn't exist. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, in the same way, Ki Kadosh Ani, in the same way, even though I'm so much more, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such Kedusha, and he's completely lived out from all our Havana and Hasaga, but nevertheless, Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies within every single Nivra, and every Dovim Tzumeh Chaim Edaber, the Zer Hashem, that Koyach I'm giving you, then even though you're so poor, Shemol Mazeh, but nevertheless, you still have a koyach to be mekadosh Olam Hazeh. So they're not a seer, those two pshatim.
Well.
The Muslim Hasidus is not a seer.
The Rambam too.
No, the Fatema says this.
Hey, no,
the Rambam says, Akadosh Atam Chobel Mutalacha. The Rambam says, Alti, you should be a novel Beshut HaTorah.
Right.
Which means, even what you're allowed to do, you should also do it be Kedusha. And that's it's a whole Mahalach. Because, you know, Kiddush, there's Kiddush on Shabbos, and there's Havdalah on Shabbos. So what does Kiddush mean? So the Rambam Shitta is a Kiddush, and Havdalah are both their rices. Because the whole mitzvah of Kiddush is to be mavdal from the week. And therefore Kiddush and Abdullah, Abdullah, according to the Rambam, is also the Raisa. We don't pass neither, we pass in Abdullah's the Rabbanon, because Kiddush is not, the Chaluk of Kiddush is Faket, to bring Shabbat to be mavdal and the Choyal into the Shabbat. Abdullah is the opposite. So they're not the same. The Kiddush is the Raisa, the Abdullah is the Rabbanon. The Rambam learns, Moshe, there's no din to Sefer Shabbat. Rambam b'chlal only by Yom Kippur, where it's the Raisa. The Shabbat, the Rambam doesn't bring in any makar to the such an Indian of Kutov of the Sefer Shabbat, bringing Shabbat in early. But that's the Rambam that should also, because the Rambam learns that Kiddush is Milosh and Havdalah, precious. Moshe, can we pass him that there is a din in bringing Shabbat in early? Because the whole idea of bringing Shabbat in early is Ma'ala v'choyel into Shabbat.
Oh, man. understanding.
So you have ready a pshatl for the breath. So you have one worry left.
I wanted to know if my mother would ask me taka also, but shall I ask her before about naming?
Your mother what?
If my mother would ask me like that shaila about naming a baby after
your brother.
Yeah, like what's good way to mazvit to her?
Mazvit meaning I don't understand your question.
Like if she would ask me this shaila like how's a good way I can be mazvit to her like this whole Indian like about.
Oh, I see. You mean what does a child need their name for?
Yeah, like.
Why are you naming after somebody's in Gan Eden?
Like until now, like she's trying to like give a chumah to herself, like he's in a good place, like. So I was thinking in my head, like would it be harder for her? Like now we're naming, like to showing that, like he's sort of like trying to continue her mom that he's not here, like. Like,
you tell there's a maestro, I mean, I'm going to push the level, but you tell the maestro that the Bam Shereva, the one of the died, he died in Abachian, and he used to make a big yom, and he used to make a big family gathering in the sukkah every year, and the year he died, in his sukkah, and the year he just died, and decided not to make it, he's not here anyways. So the Bam Shereva heard about it, she told her husband, and the Bam Shereva got very, very annoyed, and he said, Chas Hashem, he said, it's Fakir, this year is going to be much more the yes of the ace of the yes of oz. In other words, the Vadai is in the Shomer is this Anig with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not Chas V'Chalil, Fakir. Your mom is big in the Chomer would be that she feels that her child is still with her. So Mitzah, he doesn't, you know, Baruch Hashem, he's well taken care of, and he's in good hands, and Kavichokan, and everything's okay. But Mitzah Sheni, why should your mother feel that that's it? Now he's enjoying himself in Gan Eden, so he's forgotten about his family, he's forgotten about Fakert. He's very much into it. You know, he's Baruch Hashem, okay, he's safe. And Fakert, he's davening for the Mishpacha the whole time. He's got the Mishpacha in his mind the whole time. And this is a means of staying with the mishpacha, if I can't. That's one of the biggest nechamas. That we know that it's only basically the nifter can see everybody here. We can't see him. So he's better off than we are. in that sense, he's with the mishpacha and he's concerned about the mishpacha and he has all the mishpacha's needs and interests at heart. And he's watching over the mishpacha the whole time. And this is the way of fakir. This is the way of mamish of showing that he's still part of the mishpacha.
Well,
it's okay, I think it's a big nechama for your mother to call it after.
Yeah, okay, good.
Wow. Well, for David's the health and I should be Marach Yom Roshonim and eventually live at Ne'er Ve'etz Roshonim in Gesunta Hayetz Mamish and should be the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu Shalekal Ve'enav the Ne'er Ve'etz Roshonim Anochi Ayoyim and Moshe Rabbeinu was the same Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him now it's time to come for you to come up to Shemayim. So the Mes Hashem, he's not the Rachanimol yet, but the Mes Hashem, the one Mes Hashem who will be the Rachanimol, should be zeichet to Mamish a long life at Ne'er Ve'etz Roshonim in Gesundheit and in Nachas. One thing's for sure, when the baby cries, the baby doesn't cry for the physical pain. I mean, if the baby's crying for Tzoros and Kral Yisrael, the baby's crying for the Gula. That's the Chapash Tzach. And the Barbanel says, when a baby's born and the baby cries, why does the baby cry?
Yeah.
The baby's born into Olam Hazeh, why does the baby come out crying?
Yeah.
There it says, that you know what it means for the baby to come into Olam Hazeh? The baby shouldn't cry. The baby's not crying, you know, he's not crying for milk. The baby's crying for coming down to Olam Hazeh and seeing the Choshech and the darkness and the head and the Hester, Kvod Shemayim. And, that's why they say this. Psalms say that if the baby starts crying, it's the Moedic as Zmanim Shiz Mesugu. For tefillah, especially for davening for the gula, because tefillahs go up with the baby's cry. The baby's cry, b'shas the brit. Chalal, the baby's cry. The baby's cry, b'shas the brit, is mamash hecher b'chir that takes up all the yiddish tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. And then you get people never who in a tzoros, they haven't got children or sick or whatever. And so all the big schoolers are around Bris, the Sandik, and all the big schoolers. There's people who run from Bris to Bris, Pasha to be there, to be part of the Bris. Because because it's the baby's crying, the baby's tears is a klal yisrael, is a galistic a cry. It's not pashut.
A
few days ago, your baby knew kol ha-perikulari. Just imagine, he could give shnei klali in Lakewood until a few days ago. It's a very choshev ha-maimed. It's mamish. Leon Ovi, what can we say more? It's also the chinam mesiris nefesh. That's the reason why it's yom hashmini. Yom hashmini is the musa mesiris nefesh. In other words, in a kind of mitzvah like that with the baby, which is a shvichas domen kilo for the baby, which is a bechina of mesiris nefesh. In other words, the whole mitzvah of mesiris nefesh is a mitzvah which is the mala mitam v'das. There's no hesbet to the mitzvah of mesiris nefesh. But at home, we should give up our lives and we should suffer and do some things. There's no mitzvah. That's why the mitzvah of mesiris nefesh is the ikke kedusha. How do we learn out? From which process do we learn out the mitzvah of mesiris nefesh? You learn it out from the process of nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. A person who dies on Kiddush Hashem, that's called a Kiddush Hashem. It's the biggest Chil Hashem. A Roman officer, a para adam, takes a yid, takes a tzaddik like Rabbi Akiva, and he tortures him to death. Where's the Kiddush Hashem over there? Milano Chil Hashem Gadol Mizeh. The Nebuch, the tzad puma is going over a tzad shekadusha. We wouldn't be able to look at Rabbi Akiva in the face. Mirov oiro, mirov kedushosai. And here a Roman soldier takes him and murders him like that. But the pshat is, the whole mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is we show that everything that is a bechina, which says things which are lemala mitam v'das, the things which are lemala and al hasodah. When we realize and Klal Yisrael show that the things the goyim wouldn't need a cheshbon, they need a logic for everything, and we show that there's a whole marechet which is lemala mitam v'das that brings down a greater awe than any other mitzvah can bring down. But Tzemach Tzedek writes in Derech Mitzvecha. In the mitzvah it says nevesh, all mitzvah, everything we do brings down a certain aura, which is called aura panim, and the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem brings down the aura slavish, which is a very difficult aura, a very holy, a high aura that can never come down through any other mitzvah other than the mitzvah mitzvah nevesh. Brings down a moedika aura. The meaning of the mitzvah's meaning, that's why you makai mitzvah's meaning before the baby has died, before the child has died, and that's the only mitzvah you makai with that child, and you spill blood. To show that the readiness of the serious nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lemala mitam v'das. That's why it brings down such an aura. It brings down the same aura as the aura of an ikdashti v'serich b'nei Yisrael. That's why Shekiddush, he did me better. It brings down, it's the moedic alignment of Kiddush Hashem. Not only is it mitzvah nefesh mitzvah the baby, it's mitzvah nefesh mitzvah the parents. Parents of a newborn baby that they love and they feel kulei ahava for it, and then they give it to somebody and he takes the knife and he spills blood. And that readiness to our Kodesh Baruch Hu is that's the greatest Yosh and Klal Yisrael. It's the greatest limit of Chus and Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's Yidua, as the Chazal say, that Mrs. Mila is one of the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael buried from Moshe Nefesh over. Klal Yisrael, all generations of Moshe Nefesh over Mrs. Mila. Because Mrs. Mila is the mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh. Mrs. Mila is the mitzvah of showing Mesiris Nefesh. It carries within it the koyach of Mesiris Nefesh that Yidin and Mamash Moshe Nefesh over Mrs. Mila throughout the day. That's a developing Zachari. Prepare yourself for mitzvah. You're taking your baby, you're giving it to somebody who's going to spill blood. That's the greatest mitzvah, the greatest Kiddush Hashem. So that bechina that it's lemal lemin adas is that's why it's by Yom Hashmini. Yom Hashmini is really Olam Haba, it's really a completely different merechet of machshava.
Why is taka lemal lemin adas? Like, if all the pshat in the room, you said it's taka good to take away the arla,
Yeah. It's not that. But that we know that when a tzaddik is most a nefesh, is he goes with a sorrow gimalchus, then nobody can get near them a chitzen ganed. But the day the tzaddik himself understands, because he's yearning for HaKadosh Baruch, he's yearning for the Kiddush Hashem that comes as a result of it. But the whole idea in a person's mind of giving your whole life away for a different koyach, is that it? The mitzvah is his nefesh, the mitzvah ma'al mitam v'adas. Rabbi Kiva said, "Kol yomai," all his life he's waiting for that mitzvah. But I, Rabbi Kiva knew. Rabbi Kiva definitely, the Marshal says in that Gemara in Pesachim, that when and the Rav Kiva Taka didn't feel any pain.
Right.
Because the Rav Kiva knew what he was doing, but the etzem mitzvah mitzvah nefesh, the etzem mitzvah of giving up your life for something, yeah, that's the malo. Because everything a person can give up, but his life, that's his whole lechoyer, that's his whole mitzvah, that's his whole being. And to give away that for someone else, is that the gummy the malo and the tamada. The way that it brings down the same aura. In a way, it's the same bechina. Any shvich is dumb. Any spilling blood is me'ena mitzvah of the serious nefesh.